This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Now, Cara Holmes is going to join us now to tell us about her book called Gut Health Reset, an easy 4-week plan to help beginners restore their mind and microbiome, lose weight, and relieve anxiety. Welcome to the show, Cara Holmes.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
It's great to be with you, and I'm going to say good morning, even though it's afternoon here.
Oh, you're so right. Yes, it's bright and early. I'm picturing just sitting there with you in the studio instead of in my own space. But I'm so thankful that we're on today. Thank you.
I'm glad you joined us. So the title of the book has a lot to it. You can restore your mind, your microbiome, lose weight, relieve anxiety. This is all down to the gut. Changing our gut health can do this.
You're right. Yes. So I did have all of that in mind as I wrote this book, because while working on gut health and addressing it, you know, from the inside out can help so many things at the same time. And it was brought to the forefront of my mind as I was healing my own body a number of years ago, about 5 years to be exact. And I think it was then that I realized, I had this light bulb moment that, you know, you can target one area of your health by fixing the gut, but really you're going to get everything. And I think that when it comes to working on healing the gut, it's not always a straightforward thing. I think there's a lot of information out there, and I think it loses a lot of people. But to answer your question, it's a powerhouse. It's jam-packed, and if you go in working on one area, you're going to come out feeling happier, your skin is going to be much more clear, and your head is going to not feel foggy if that was something that we were struggling with before. And people find that they're even able to manage their weight much more easily than before restoring the gut.
So can I ask, Cara, what your symptoms were, why you looked into this in the first place?
Of course. Wow. So I actually was struggling with an eating disorder for about 11 years. This is what kind of made my gut sick in the first place. I had been struggling with bulimia, binging and purging food for so long. And what got me into a bad spot with my gut health was just all of these foods that were super high in chemicals, sugars, things like that. And constantly binging, it was pushing my gut microbiome into an unhealthy place. You can have an unhealthy population based on how you live your life and what you feed yourself. But then, you know, nurturing your gut, it can transform it into a more helpful, diverse type of place. And so for me, what I was experiencing was a lot of rashes around my neck, my face, my skin. I couldn't even get makeup to cover it up. I would try. And people would ask me if I was okay. They were genuinely concerned about me. And I was having panic attacks. I was depressed and anxious. This is after having many years of therapy and taking antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, and just trying to strong-arm myself out of this place when I really didn't have that baseline understanding of how the gut works and what it could do for me to help me manage these symptoms. And I was also slowly gaining weight over the years with calorie deficits, with, you know, intense workout programs. And I couldn't figure out why my weight was going up, why my skin was erupting in this rash, and why I always felt tired. And I didn't really recognize how foggy my brain was until I got better. I felt like a blindfold had been lifted off of my eyes. And that's how much more clear I began to feel as I started to heal. And it was a miraculous experience. And it was one of the most powerful seasons in my life that wow. really stuck with me. And that's, you know, the story behind what made me think that, you know, this book is going to help so many other people kind of understand how to address this, so they can improve their symptoms too.
So what is it that you did then? What was the answer for you?
What I did was I started to take probiotics and I addressed my nutrition. I just started pouring in and looking into what all the research was saying. I was looking up scholarly articles, and then I was looking at somewhat anecdotal experiences from others on places like YouTube or reading books on my own. And I had to change my lifestyle too. It came down to managing stress that was going on inside, but also I had to transform my situation in my life. And that involved my circle and my social circle changing as well in some manner. And I realized that when I kind of switched things around, I switched my nutrition to focus less on higher starch, higher sugary foods. I removed those and dialed those down, and I substituted those with things that would support the blood sugar a little bit better, and increased my vegetables and increased my protein. And I really was mindful in sourcing my food from places that were organic, less ingredients, and I was making more of my food from home. And that was the bulk of, I believe, what helped me. And a lot of it, and understanding why all these things help and how to do it and how to build out your meals in a way that is sustainable for you. That's the part where I was like, okay, let me put this into a book. Let me make sure that everything is, you know, researched well, and people can read that and transform their, you know, their daily routine so they can orient themselves towards a better gut.
Okay. In your title, and you mentioned it, and we hear a lot about the word microbiome. Can you explain what that is for those that don't know?
Of course. Yes, the microbiome is really, what it refers to is the bacterial population inside of our gut. So we have trillions of those bacteria that actually live along in our gut, like our digestive system. And they actually outnumber our human cells, which is so shocking. But they have a huge job. And a couple of those things are to help digest food, break it down, so it's easier for our body to absorb as nutrients and energy. And they also help produce short-chain fatty acids, which help maintain the gut wall and keep it healthy. And they also, it sounds like research is presenting that short-chain fatty acids have a role in maintaining metabolism and even blood sugar management for folks that are struggling with diabetes or increased blood sugar. It's being suggested that if your gut microbiome is restored, you may have an easier time and more of a benefit from improving the diversity inside of the microbiome. And, you know, everyone will have a microbiome no matter where you're at, but it could be healthy or unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And the difference between the two is that a more healthy gut microbiome is considered to be a more diverse one with a variety of different bacterial strains and populations. If you have more of a diverse population, you are able to do more functions to help harvest more nutrients, repair the gut lining, and you basically get that full powerhouse of support, rather than if you have a less diverse microbiome, perhaps with more of a proliferation of unhelpful bacteria that are more in alignment with promoting inflammation. And that can also happen from kind of just letting things go. Or in my case, that's what happened too. I was starting to become pre-diabetic and things were just kind of running forward. I was just allowing my life to, you know, take its course. And I didn't know for so many years that if I just addressed this component, everything would change.
Yeah, thank goodness you did. That's it's good news, and hopefully the book will help others. We do hear about things like good and bad bacteria, like you mentioned, and good and bad fats. So would you recommend eating things like, they say avocado, for example, although they can be known as fats, you know, they can put a little bit of weight on, but they are good fats. Is that the sort of diet you would recommend?
I do recommend foods like avocados, and I actually am an advocate for not eating super low fat. And the reason I say that is because when it comes to weight loss, you need to have a few things in place. Your gut does need to be healthy. You do need a caloric deficit in place. And then you also need to have, you know, the right type of nutrition. So if you're, let's say you're eating a super low fat diet, some people that works okay for, but then others it triggers sort of binge eating tendencies. And for me, I found that when I was eating low fat, because I was trying to push myself into this caloric deficit, I was always told fat is bad and, you know, you shouldn't eat a lot of it. And I think that you need to be mindful about, you know, where you're at and understand that. But when I increased my healthy fats in my diet and I kind of reduced carbohydrates that I was eating a lot of simple carbohydrates and a lot of my calories were coming from those. The fats actually supported my satiation level when I was eating. And one good thing about something that you just pointed out, avocados, is since that's a plant food, there are prebiotic fibers in that plant food, similar to nuts. And you can get prebiotic fibers in your diet and it will actually support those good gut bugs. They'll feed on the prebiotic fibers from the avocado and from different plant foods, and they can start to thrive more instead of dying off. And so I'm a huge advocate for including avocados as a source of fat. And I believe that, you know, you can enjoy a lot of those sources of healthy fats. And it's just kind of about zooming out and looking at what else are you eating as well, because we want to reduce inflammation to keep the gut healthy. But if you have a weight loss goal in mind, a caloric deficit will still be necessary to push you in that direction.
Yeah, love avocados. You mentioned something, it's a good point actually, because you mentioned earlier probiotics, but you just mentioned prebiotics. So what are they?
Yes, prebiotic fibers are super important. So we get prebiotic fibers are little fibers found in plant foods that they aren't actually digested and absorbed by our body as calories, but they feed the gut bugs inside of our microbiome, as we were talking about a minute ago. So they actually support short chain fatty acid production and all the other things that our gut microbes really need to support us and interact with our immune system. And so when readers read the book, they're able to see which prebiotic fibers, you know, can you get from the nutrition available to you. And so there's a, you know, grocery list in there and a nutrition chapter where we discuss that. And I didn't learn about this until much later, but I heard something last year that I looked into, and that's including 20 to 30 types of plant foods inside your diet. And it makes total sense when you think about it. If our gut microbiome is better off and helps us more when it's more diverse, wouldn't it also be true that eating a diversity of plant foods would support our gut? So eating 20 to 30 different plant foods every week can actually support diversity in our gut flora.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And something that's also in there, I mean, obviously you've got your step-by-step four-week healing plan. You explained the root cause of most sickness that's been hiding right under our noses, a breakdown of the gut microbiome and leaky gut. We hear about that. But the one that made my eyes pop was a four-week meal plan full of healthy gut healthy recipes, including desserts.
Yes, I had a lot of fun putting that together. I think that a lot of times when people look at, you know, how am I going to start eating? How am I going to change this? And it seems overwhelming. It seems like, you know, when you're working and you're living your life, changing your nutrition tends to be one of the hardest pieces. At least it was for me and those that I've worked with. So I was thinking, you know, how can I make this easier for readers? And what I did was I put together the foods that we discuss in the nutrition component of the book. You know, how can you put those into meals so you're actually incorporating those on a weekly and daily basis? And that includes the plant foods we were talking about, where you're getting those prebiotic fibers, healthy fats like avocados and nuts. And we talk a lot about how fiber and like hemp seeds and chia seeds can support our gut as well and our digestion. And one of my favorite pieces is actually the desserts. I have a sweet tooth. And so whenever I set out to meet a goal, I have to figure out how to do that while including desserts, because I know that it's not sustainable for me to go, you know, many months or weeks even without having something sweet. And so I had to figure out, how am I going to have this in a more healthy way?
Yeah.
And so I made a number of dessert recipes and I put those in there. So anyone who struggles with, you know, maybe figuring out how to enjoy desserts in a mindful or healthier way, that's inside of there and it's there to support you.
Yeah. It's the worst thing you can do, isn't it? Restrict yourself.
I believe that. I really do. And I think that even if you don't have a history of disordered eating, I think for a while we were all told, avoid this, don't eat that. And for, you know, it's just not a sustainable approach. And that was the other intention behind the book, was how can you adopt these principles and these new things that you're learning into your life in a way that's not going to go away in like 2 months or a year? And how can you integrate something that's going to work for you and really transform your life? And, you know, the potential that gut health has to restore years on your life, perhaps even from protecting you from chronic diseases, that you're extinguishing this inflammation that can be going on at a very, you know, low grade level.
Yeah, we're finding out so much more just lately about the gut, aren't we, and how important it is.
Yes, that's right. I'm super thankful for that, because even 10 years ago when I was going through my nursing curriculum, we weren't discussing this. And so I'm thankful that now we're starting to talk about it more, and I hope that we'll start to see it in curriculum.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Well, if any of our listeners want to buy the book, we're selling it right now on our website, tre.radio. Simply click on the bookshop banner. It's called Gut Health Reset, an easy 4-week plan to help beginners restore their mind and microbiome, lose weight and relieve anxiety. And it's by our final guest today, Cara Holmes. Cara, do you have your own website or anywhere we can find you, maybe social media?
Yes, my social media handles are Cara's Wellness Project, and that's on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And I'd say YouTube would probably be the place I'm most active, posting, you know, kind of longer videos on topics that I find helpful to the community. So I invite you to join me over there, and my website is vitalitycoaching.org.
vitalitycoaching.org. Well, it's been fascinating chatting to you. Thank you so much for joining us. You can go and get yourself a nicely earned cup of coffee now, because I'm sure you must be quite tired getting up so early.
Oh yeah, it was a challenge, but thankfully I'm up early doing work on, you know, throughout the week. And
oh, bless
it was just,
you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No, it's been my pleasure. Thanks very much, Cara. Have a good day.
You as well. Take
care. Bye.
Bye-bye.